The vice president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Afol Moni, says the absence of the right to information law is affecting the country negatively. Mr. Moni therefore called on Parliament to fast-track the passage of the bill into law. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
It's very unfortunate. It is mind-boggling and heart-rending that for a good 10 years, this all-important bill has been incubating. And for listening to the Honourable Minister, I'm inclined to believe that Parliament will this time master the political will to give the proposed law the light of day. Some are inclined to subject him to all kinds of verbal stones, but we think it's not important at this stage to continue to scrabble. Ultimately, what we need to do is to track the political will, which has been so conspicuous by its absence over the past 10 years. We are not just interested in any law, but a law which will give voice and force to Article 21, clause 1F of our constitution, which says every Ghanaian has a right to receive information.
Mr. Moni, do you think everything required has been done to push this bill?
The last event with which we participated, the coalition on the right to information participated was this public forum at the National Theatre. We made a presentation. The relevant committee had gone around the whole country to collate views and what's our view. But I believe they need to fast track it. What we need to do now is for Parliament to sharpen the focus on these priorities. It's not a question of procurement being more important than right information, because as far back as 1946, the UN recognized the freedom of information as the touchstone of all freedom.
Is the absence of the information bill negatively affecting anything in the country?
To a very large extent, yes. Yes, as a country that we have challenges like lack of transparency in governance, challenges of corruption in governance, either in real form or in the form of perception. So the Rights Information Bill is not a media-specific bill. It's to empower the ordinary Ghanaian to demand information which is being held in trust of the public. So it will empower us to deepen the culture of transparency, the culture of openness, and then expose the dark spots in governance and other public institutions.
GGA Vice President Afol Moni talking to Agatha Asamoah. Meanwhile, the majority leader in Parliament, Cletus Avoca, has given the assurance that the Right to Information Bill will be passed into law before the current Parliament is dissolved. He said discussions are ripe for debate and the bill has reached an advanced stage. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Avoca said response from a regional consultative meeting is positive.
What it meant was the fact that they thought that we should delete provisions where you have to pay a fee to the department that you are seeking the information from, so that it becomes cheaper for the ordinary Ghanaian to access information. They complained of the exemption. There are too many exemptions to the right to information. For example, you will appreciate the fact that communication from the ministers or ministries from Asia to the presidency should be exempted because it has not yet reached the presidency and no decision has been taken yet. So if before the chief executive of the country is privy to the information in public domain, when you are going to take a decision one way or the other, it doesn't all go well. And within the communication between the president and the vice president, communication that are of security nature, and that will undermine the security of the country, ought to be exempted. These and a few others said that some of them are too far-reaching, and therefore they should be looked at and reduced so that the bill will also have effect of giving information to the general public, some of the grey areas that we will have to look at.
So how soon will we see the passage of the Right Information Bill?
I've reached an advanced stage, and I have indicated that before this parliament is dissolved, it's on record that we should be able to pass a bill into law.
Majority Leader in Parliament, Cletus Avoca. The Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative has also called on Parliament to make the passage of the bill a priority. Mina Mensah is the regional coordinator.
It is a fundamental human right, and it is the touchstone upon which all other rights develop. If somebody hasn't got information, how does the person even know that he has rights in the first place? Secondly, when we look at development, there are so many things that people can have access to. But because they don't have information on those things, they can't access them. Let's look at the disability rights that people have in this country. The laws are there. 3% common fund. How many disabled people are aware that they can access that fund? And for me, I think that this bill is keeping very long in Parliament.
Coordinator of the Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative, Mina Mensah.